This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. On average, over the past week, 151,000 people were hospitalized with COVID each day. That is more than last January, but it appears to be reaching a peak. Total cases in the U.S. did peak about a week ago. And now we have an update on how people are thinking about this surge. A new poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation finds that Americans are less worried about the personal danger of getting sick than in previous waves of the pandemic, but people are still plenty concerned about missing work because of COVID and how the pandemic is affecting the economy overall. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
The pandemic is still causing considerable anxiety about the economy and jobs, says Liz Hamill at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Workers who are Hispanic and Black are more worried than workers who are white, and
people with lower incomes who tend to be in jobs that don't have paid time off if they get sick, they were much more worried about missing work if they were infected with COVID than people with higher incomes.
And the number of hourly workers out sick has spiked in January, says Dave Gilbertson at payroll processor UKG, which is a marketplace underwriter, especially in education and healthcare.
Folks that aren't working in hospital necessarily, but they're at skilled nursing facilities and home health and hospice, critical care workers are getting sick in much higher numbers.
Sentiment about the pandemic continues to skew political in the latest Kaiser Family Foundation poll. A majority of Democrats say COVID-19 is the country's biggest problem. For the largest share of Republicans, it's rising prices. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.